This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday said prolonged fighting with Russia in the Donbas was fiercest in a series of cities, including Bakhmut. Speaking on video, he thanked the soldiers protecting Bakhmut and those in Soledar, calling their fight extremely difficult. Zelensky said that Moscow had concentrated its forces on Soledar, which had been left completely destroyed. Reuters News reported that Russia has appointed Colonel General Alexander Lapin as chief of staff of the country's ground forces, citing the state-owned news agency TASS on Tuesday, despite fierce criticism from leading hawks over his performance in Ukraine. Beijing says no visas for South Koreans in a virus retaliation. From the Associated Press, Charles de Ledesma.
China's suspending issuing visas for South Koreans to come to the country for tourism or business in apparent retaliation for COVID-19-related requirements imposed by South Korea on Chinese travelers. Japan's Kyodo News Service says the ban would also affect Japanese travelers. China's threatened to retaliate against countries that require travelers from China to show a negative test result for COVID-19 taken within the previous 48 hours. China has been accused of withholding data on its current outbreak. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The latest in a string of Pacific storms blamed for at least 12 deaths soaked California on Monday, prompting evacuations from some 25,000 people, including the entire town of Montecito and nearby areas of the Santa Barbara coast, due to heightened floods and mudslide risks. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was admitted to a hospital in Florida on Monday with stomach pains as 1,500 of his supporters were rounded up in Brasilia after storming key buildings in the capital over the weekend. Reuters' Flor Bradley Watson has more.
The demonstrators carried signs calling for the perpetrators of Sunday's riot to be brought to justice, with one reading, quote, "No amnesty for coup perpetrators," while another said, "Democracy forever." This demonstrator describes Sunday's attack as the worst moment in Brazil's history since the 1964 coup that established a military dictatorship. President Lula da Silva has vowed to punish those responsible, and some 1,500 people have been detained. Lula holds Bolsonaro, who's currently in the U.S., responsible for inflaming the angry mob. Bolsonaro rejects Lula's accusations and was admitted to a Florida hospital on Monday, suffering from intestinal pains, relating to a stabbing he suffered during the 2018 election campaign.
Flora Bradley Watson of Reuters News. U.S. House Republicans have passed their first bill. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The legislation cuts funding that was intended to bolster the IRS. It hit a snag ahead of votes after the budget office announced, rather than save money, the bill would add $114 billion to the federal deficit. Still, it flew through on a party-line vote, 218 to 210. However, the measure stands almost no chance in the Senate, controlled by Democrats. Ben Thomas, Washington.
White House officials say the U.S. Justice Department is reviewing a batch of potentially classified documents found in the Washington office space of President Joe Biden's former institute. The AP's Zeke Miller.
It will be important to see over the next days and weeks ahead, see just how many documents are they, at what level were they classified at, if they were classified at all, and potentially what sensitive information could have been revealed if those documents had been revealed publicly.
The classified material was identified by personal attorneys for Biden on November 2nd, days before the midterm elections, according to Richard Sauber, special counsel for the president. The National Archives did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Monday. British officials and space scientists say that they are disappointed but not deterred after the first attempt to launch satellites into orbit from the United Kingdom that ended in failure. The U.S.-based Virgin Orbit attempted to launch using a modified jumbo jet to carry the rocket, and after takeoff, the company said that an anomaly prevented the rocket from carrying the nine satellites from reaching orbit. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.